Welcome to The Ether. Today's Friday, May 6, 2022. Today on The Ether, the Astro Wars update, hosted by Donku with Retrograde. Let's take a listen.
I think that worked now. And while we are waiting, maybe a shout out to a ton of people which are already here. I see Zumo, which I think is itself maybe a DAO for Astro already, with the amount that he is handling. Maybe we need Zumo DAO. Here I see Joseph. I'm waiting for your roundup, sir, for tomorrow morning. And damn, I don't know if he's even capable of covering all the topics that are right now happening on the Terra ecosystem, which is completely crazy and a great time to be part of the community just to see what is happening, be it a witch hunt on the one side or, yeah, protocol shifting direction. So Grover, what does somebody working for Retrograde do the whole day right now while waiting for, let's say, you hopefully to go live?
Mainly explaining APY and APR. At the moment, Danku, that seems to be a full-time job. preparing. Wait, to be honest, you know, we're making lots of memes back here, making sure they're all ready to fire off at the appropriate times. That's a big part of the growth role, ensuring that we have the correct graphics and memes to deploy at any given moment for any given situation. Watching the tickers, watching the tickers for these different lock drops. With a lot of fascination, just to see how things go. It's like a never ending game, like Champions League final. You know, you're just watching these tickers.
Yeah, it's cool to talk to somebody in Europe who even knows what that means.
Sure,
which is something special. I mean, you laugh about it, but we can also take it a bit in a serious note. It's like, I think people like you that having the job to basically also be the spokesman of a protocol is a completely new role. As a profession, right? You basically, I think, need to understand what the community thinks right now. What is the expression of the protocol? How do you bring it even into a visual, but also communication language that makes sense, right? Because memes, I've heard it now a lot of times before also crypto took off in 2021, are an art to express thoughts. And this now might sound ridiculous, but I think it is. It's not that straightforward and easy to create something that also resonates with the other side, I think.
Sure. To be fair, yeah. I mean, there is a science to memes. It's undeniable. There is. And some of us here might be able to lecture on them in the far future. I think, to be honest, everyone participating in these DeFi sort of Twitter spaces today are going to be, in 20 years' time, very, very capable lecturers on various DeFi subjects that are just, even if it's history, you know, history of DeFi, there's a lot of education going on here. Pretty rapid education too.
What is your job? I'm professor of memology.
Exactly.
Memology. I don't know. People can make fun of me now with this. But now that we are a few minutes in, help me to reflect a bit what you are right now seeing out there. What's your role in the whole Astro Wars? Maybe you can give everybody also an update, because I guess you are literally into the space. What's happening? We have seen the news of Reactor, but maybe you can give first what you see from your perspective. You are very successful with attracting Astro, so maybe you can give us a quick update of what's happening right now from your perspective.
Yeah. First of all, everybody can see, you know, I was pretty humbled by the amount of Astro that we received here in the lock drop. The DAO was received just straight out of the gate, you know, very, very strong start. So I'm feeling really pleased with that. There's been a fair bit of BD work in the background, just, you know, it's. And obviously the community stuff, the education stuff is all really important. So really, really chuffed, as they say in England, very chuffed with how things have gone.
I'll also chime in quickly.
Yeah.
One of the things when our team had first started working on Retrograde, and one of the realizations was, nobody in Terra really, really cares about Convex or deeply understands that model. So for us and Ashport, it was, okay, how do we really help get everyone on the right page, help them understand what's arguably one of the most interesting concepts in DeFi and sort of how they can really position themselves and really benefit. And I think what has sort of transpired over the last few days, the retrograde model is starkly different, but at the end of the day, it's the goal is collect a ton of XAstro and pass all that yield and governance off to retro token holders and derivative token holders. It's almost a direct testament to the sort of relationships we've built and the trust we've built with a lot of key stakeholders in the Astro ecosystem, that they sort of went with retrograde versus all the other really strong options they could have had. So thank you.
So do you think, maybe let me address directly a question here, that this is a game of one winner takes it all slash or quote unquote, probably from your perspective, retrograde? Or do you see even that others can also have a place besides you if you right now seem to be the clear winner because you're also collaborating right with Apollo DAO? They have their own strategy. I don't know. Do you think that there is space for more people or is it a winner takes it all ecosystem?
Yeah. I can give some quick... some quick thoughts on that, and I'm sure Grover has way more. The best example we can look at is just Convex, and there's no real reason why this dynamic will not be the exact same, in the sense that Convex is not perhaps a winner take all market, but absolutely a winner take most. And it's already pretty obvious with where Convex sits today. The only thing that sort of really drives the dynamic that drives this whole winner take most dynamic is a very massive flywheel that develops when a protocol comes off to a very strong lead. And yeah, Grover can talk a lot more about that.
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, we've talked about this, the different sort of flavors of the different Convex protocols that are competing. Sad to see Reactor drop out. But, you know, so now we've got this relationship we've talked about with Apollo before, where they're sort of accruing they're going to be accruing retro tokens as well as VXAstro, which is in a way sort of recognizing the fact in the early days, perhaps, they can use that boost from the VX Astro, but over time, as retro sort of accumulates more and more VX Astro, and I'll talk about this flywheel, it becomes very, very useful to have retro tokens in their treasury as a means of directing VX Astro more efficiently. So I guess the key here is this flywheel, and I posted a massive post thread yesterday with some nice flywheel action. But essentially, once you establish that large treasury of VX Astro, and you establish a considerable amount more, the more VX Astro you have in the treasury, the larger the LP farm that you can sustain at max boost. So I think it's been said before, you know, some protocols already have a lot of TVL. That's a good thing. Well, if you don't have enough VX Astro to sustain the boost to that LP farm, then no, it's not a good thing. It means you're actually going to see capital flight because other LP farms will have max boost and they can sustain it for a larger TVL. So you have the largest TVL because you have the most VX Astro in your treasury. And then 5% of that boosted rewards, the Astro boosted rewards, are converted into Rex Astro. So you can see that slice of that revenue stream is going to be larger because you can sustain a larger amount of LP positions. So that's the first thing. And the second thing is that once you have the largest treasury, each retro token maps to a larger amount of governance power. So essentially that means that DAOs and protocols and these guys who are going to fight over those nine positions for the boosted, this is basically nine LP positions on Astroport, which are going to be eligible for boosts. So the most cost-effective way to bribe or to direct Astro emissions is going to be to either bribe retro holders or just to buy retro tokens straight up or farm them, however they want to do it. So all these things, you know, you start to see, you start to pull away, and yeah, it certainly becomes a winner takes most. That's not to say that other protocols and DAOs won't be able to influence the votes, and you know, there's always value to the votes. It's not like the VX Astro in another protocol's treasury is worthless, but absolutely not. But the most cost-effective way to do it is to go via the convex with the biggest treasury. That's sort of like how it plays out in our minds.
Katya, and I mean, I pinned up right now in the space is also your flywheel description from your tweet that I saw yesterday. Probably that helps also in a moment where maybe we should do a real deep dive and we go step by step, and you help me basically explaining this and also all the questions. But before we go into that, because now we have seen the first, do you see, say, collateral damage in English? That's what we say here in Germany also.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Astro War. Any reflection of the pivot of Reactor from the retrograde team? Maybe you don't want to speak about it, or you have in general thoughts of that already now, before even the Astro was truly started, we have seen the first one saying, I'm out of here.
Yeah. I can speak quickly on that. This is something that our team has brought up time and time again in almost every public AMA we've been on, which is that the three big sort of areas that our team focused on were retrograde views as differentiators for the protocol is security, precedent. So the fact that other protocols and other funds and other large stakeholders are all sort of supporting and understand that they would participate in the Astro Wars through retrograde. And then finally, and the point we're getting at is focus. The reason why retrograde is purely focused on Astroport is because you cannot convex two protocols at the same time. It is actually executionally incredibly difficult because you now have to maintain two pegs. You now have to double dilute your token to accumulate and incentivize two different types of tokens. And I think that's precisely what happened with Reactor. I think the team realized that trying to do two was too difficult. So it was something that I think maps back to that point.
So can you maybe reflect a bit upon, but that will be also part of the flywheel. So in the end, what you are saying is retrograde is strong, right? Because also you're focusing right now on Astroport and the Astro Wars itself, because that has the highest leverage game in the end, because most retro token per Astro is the one that you really focus upon, right? So how much can people and long-term influence on the Astroport side because they're holding retro, right? So let's say, I don't know if you have already kind of an envisioning, will it be one retro to five Astro? Is there even a possibility with the VX Astro model of boosting your Astro governance, right? To say already retro will be responsible for X amount of Astro votes.
Yeah. So in regards to the focus point we made earlier, retrograde is of any protocol that is currently accumulating Astro, the only protocol that is purely focused on Astroport. So if Reactor made the decision that they made, I think that should tell people a lot about most likely what the other sort of decision-making will be from other protocols. Maybe before we sort of dive into the mapping retro per number of Astro, I think simply put, what Grover had talked about earlier with the flywheel can be like a very, very simple flywheel is just the three dynamics happening. The first is as long as the protocol has the most Astro locked, and perhaps in this case, you know, knock on wood, multiples of the most, that protocol will guaranteed get the highest LP boosts and also have the highest Astro vote per token, in this case, the retro token. And those two make it so that the retro token price goes higher and the Rex Astro derivative token has a far higher yield, because Rex Astro gets everything you otherwise would have gotten from VX Astro, but also retro yield on top of that. And on top of that, a small stream from bribes as well, and bribe revenue. So that is three layers of yield that will stack on Rex Astro to give it massive utility and massive preference over X Astro, besides just the liquidity upside.
Got it. No, and I think
both of those will just contribute to more, even more Astro locked. So that is like the very simple sort of flywheel dynamic that will happen, and that's sort of why our team wanted to make sure people really understood the flywheel, because that makes the APR a pretty irrelevant thing to compare at this point.
Got it. I think the APY topic was also discussed partly on Twitter for everybody seen in the last days and week. Maybe we stay quickly or take one step back in terms of what is right now even possible on Astroport and what will be possible, because I think it's also something I see it with my German community, where we have basically now 300 people, and it's not always that straightforward to understand what's truly happening, right? So there is Astro as the base token, right? You can stake it, you get X Astro, and then you can lock it up for 2 years to get VX Astro. And the special topic of VX Astro, it's basically giving you boost on your LPs, but also boost on getting more of the revenue that Astroport is creating, but also boost on the governance, right? Right. Those is what I understand as the three topics. And what Retrograde now is doing is basically taking the leverage game on those three topics, which is amazing for everybody who's holding Retro. Anything would you think needs to be added to this basic explanation of what can even happen?
Yeah, I think this is a great question. It's probably best for us to start with the point of a VX token locking system. Like, why does this even exist as a concept? At the end of the day, people need to realize that a V token lockup mechanism has one pure reason, which is convince people to lock up a token for 2 to upwards of 4 years in Curve's case and 2 in Astroport's case. And if you think about it, locking up a token for 2 years is basically just giving the token away. It's a crypto move so fast that in 2 years, nobody has any idea what's going to happen. So by any means, it's a very difficult thing to get people will convince them to lock up a token for 2 years. And that is so beneficial for the protocol, because you don't have any tokens to sell. It is a pure buy pressure if you do it in the right way. So that therein lies the single sole biggest reason why a V token and VX Astro exists, just to be clear. Then the key question is, how do you convince people to lock up a token for 2 years? How do you make that a tasty enough sort of trade-off and bet for people to make? And that leads to the mechanism, which is two halves of incentives. And this is something that we talked about pretty thoroughly with the Anchor team when our team first pushed the VAnk proposal, really helping the team understand, like, here's the best way to look at it. There's two main incentives for locking up a token for 2 years. The first is the economic incentive, which in Astroport's case is boosts on LPs, the highest boost on LPs. That is the majority of the economic incentive. Then the second half is the governance incentive, which is, if you believe that governance over Astroport future emissions will be important, then there is also a big reason for protocols and people who care about governance to lock up the token. And those two combined are the two main incentives for a person to go ahead and lock up a token for 2 years. So that is pretty much a summary of, like, why the V token model has ever existed. It is just a very smart system to get people to lock up their tokens for a long time.
And now the question probably is, how does Retro make this even cooler, right? Where the flywheel also comes from.
Yeah, exactly. And the V token mechanism has clearly a lot of benefits, but there are also massive trade-offs in that if you kind of dive a level deeper, you're like, oh, okay, all this sounds great. how do I get the max boost? If you were, for example, a big LP on Astroport, in order to get all your yields boosted, you would then have to go buy a ton of Astro and then lock all of that Astro up yourself for 2 years, which is just a lot of money at risk. That is like money that you're never see, you won't see again for 2 years. And if you're a protocol and you care a lot about the governance, then you have to then also go buy a ton of Astro and lock it up yourself for 2 years, which is also asking a lot, because that is treasury that could be spent doing anything else. And finally, if you're just an individual person, let's just say I have, you know, my friend has 5 Astro tokens. There's actually no reason for you to just lock it up for 2 years. There's no compelling reason. You just flat out should not do that from an economic standpoint. So then you have this system where the three main players or the three main stakeholders in Astro, which are the people who care about governance, the people who LP, and then the people who hold the token, none of them actually find this to be a jump worth taking. Retrograde is a protocol that makes that jump worth taking. And it happens in a couple simple ways. The first is collect a lot of Astro tokens in the treasury and lock all of it up, so that if now you are an LP, you don't need to go buy Astro tokens and lock it up yourself. You just stake it with Retrograde, because Retrograde is the one entity. It serves as one entity that everyone can unionize together to get the max boost and get the most out of the Astroport system without risking much. Because you just take your LP and you give it, and you stake it with Retrograde, and you'll auto get the max boost. No questions. You don't have to buy a single other thing. Nothing else. And if you're a protocol and you care about the governance, you also no longer need to buy a ton of Astro yourself and lock it up. And each of those Astro serves as a VX Astro vote. Instead of doing that, you can actually just buy Retro tokens, which maps to even more Astro and locked up Astro tokens. So if you want 10 votes, you can go buy 10 Astro tokens and lock up 10 Astro tokens, or you could perhaps buy 2 or 3 Retro tokens, which would get you the exact same number of votes. So from a protocol perspective, it is becomes simple math and how best to expend your resources. And that's a conversation we've had with a lot of the partners that you probably will see in our banner on our Twitter. So some of the largest best protocols around Terra, like Anchor, like Kinetic, like Stator, like Lido, like Redacted, that will all really plan on partaking. And really caring about governance, and White Whale as well. And then finally, the last stakeholder is, or you know, our friend that has 5 Astro tokens. What's in it for them? They want more money. It's like if you can give them a lot of money and give them liquidity, and the ability to sell and change your mind, that's a better trade. And that's exactly what Rex Astro is. So hopefully that gives like a high level overview of, you know, why this token, V-token stuff exists, and exactly what Retrograde actually does that improves upon every single aspect of it.
What I understand in the end, and correct me, is somebody thought about a project or a tokenomics which includes lockups to have an incentive for people to hold a token. And now you come around the corner and said, nah, we'll make it liquid again. But we create at the same time a flywheel to make it even more interesting for people with your own retro token. A question that I always had is like, and maybe we need to go now deeper into this flywheel and check out how this picture truly works, is how do you define the amount of the flywheel which truly then goes into the retro token and to stakers, right? In terms of you're creating now a yield stream out of that the LPs are creating yield, right? There is also yield coming out of the VX Astro and X Astro over the fees. And you take part of this to basically create your or create a bigger treasury. How do you define that 5% or whatever that might be? Probably that's one of the most complicated pieces, right? To find the right equilibrium to say it's 5, 10, or 15%.
Yeah, I can talk quickly on that. Yeah, so maybe the easiest, highest level way to think about Retrograde use case and value prop is. The a protocol comes out with V tokens because it benefits the protocol. But because of how life and economics work, if you create a mechanism that heavily benefits a protocol by convincing people to lock up all these tokens and basically just not sell them for 2 years, that comes at the consequence and the detriment of all the other stakeholders in some way or form, usually in the form of liquidity, in the form of just risk, in the form of having to now expend a ton more resources buying Astro to get the boost or the votes that you want. So very clearly, a V token model is deeply beneficial for the protocol, but not as beneficial for the end participants. What Retrograde does is make it beneficial for the end participants as well. So Retrograde plus a V token model, like Astroport, strives to make it better for every single participant. That's kind of a super, super high level.
Let me ask you that one question, which pops also in my mind in terms of who benefits from this. So what you said earlier, it's like, and maybe it goes deeper into the Astro Wars topic, right? So if you want to make a decision in the future on where the generator Astro rewards are going, which we right now, or maybe you can leak alpha, don't know how much generators will be even active, right? I think we have heard like maybe it's 10, maybe it's 15. We don't even know that yet, right? And then you said there will be people that have interest to basically guide a certain direction for the generators. Either you had to buy Astro, expensive. Now you can buy Retro. You probably need to buy less Retro because one Retro has multiple Astros to basically make decisions upon. But what about now the bribing piece, right? So you don't even need to buy Retro. You maybe can bribe a Retro holder, right? Right now, I think not a lot of people are still talking about this bribing piece, but that is where the true fun begins, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So I'll chime in on this one. So, the number of LP pools that they're going to be eligible for bribes, I think it's been discussed 10, and it could be 9 now. But it's going to be a decision made initially, I think, by Astroport, possibly by governance. We'll see. But that's going to be set at a cap. And so what that means is it creates more competition for different protocols and different DAOs who want to make sure they've got deep liquidity for their tokens. So, you know, it's like, okay, well, how much competition is there going to be? You know, we don't have multiple stable coins on Terra. We have UST. Everybody agrees, you know, that's the one we're going to be using for most of our pools because we all have a vested interest because we want Luna to succeed. So we want more UST use cases. That makes perfect sense. But I can easily think of 4 liquid staking derivatives. So, you know, you've got Luna, you've got Luna X, you've got C Luna. That's a shout out to Ryan in the chat. You've got, N Luna from Nexus. So then you were going to have Rex Astro. We want to make sure, like, if Retrograde comes out on top, it's obviously going to, there's a strong incentive for Retro token holders to vote for Rex Astro, X Astro to get incentives. Perhaps another derivative from another convex finds its way into the top 9. And then all the obvious, like, you know, is Astro UST going to be in there? Luna UST? And suddenly it's like, well, look, hang on. Now I've got, is Mars going to get in? What about a new protocol joining Terra? What if they want to come and get deep liquidity? And suddenly it's like, oh, actually, you know what? This could be pretty competitive. Lavana, PERP tokens, that they need very deep liquidity to function. So all these different players are coming in, and suddenly it's like, we can definitely find 9 or 10 people who are interested in deep liquidity and interested in having a boosted pool. So what's going to happen is they're all going to come in and make sure they get into those boosted positions because it's going to be easier for them to get deep liquidity. Number one, they don't have to emit their own token to get there, if they even have a token to emit. And second of all, it'd be more cost effective if they get more than $1 of Astro emissions per every dollar they put into bribes, which is what happens on Convex via Votium. So it's more cost effective and they don't have to dilute their token. Brilliant. So we're going to see that competition really being driven by new players coming in. you know, what if other stable algorithmic stable coins want to come across and get some deep liquidity on Terra with UST? I mean, it makes sense for Frax, for example. So yeah, we're expecting to see some reasonable competition here. I don't think I think there's a lot more people who would be interested in deep liquidity than you might expect. And so, yeah, that's all going to drive back, you know, go back to value for to retro token holders, because all this goes into bribes, and that sort of drives a good piece of the value prop for retro.
I was while you were talking, I was going back to the Medium article that you had with all your partners, because while you were talking and you said like UST Luna and if that pair should go in, and I said like, probably Terraform Labs is right now buying a ton of retro also tokens, right? And I mean, probably no surprise that I see on your Medium page right now as a part of Terraform Labs, there's Jump in there, there's Delphi, there's Ericton Capital, right? So how much did they already invest in you guys?
Atari, you want to take that one?
Yeah. Yeah, so I think like to really bounce off of what Robert mentioned, and it's funny, Donko, you finally see the partner banner again. Yeah, I encourage everyone to take a look at the sort of partners in the partner announcement, and it's conveniently located on the Retrograde Twitter banner. What we can say is that we didn't partner with them for the sake of partnering with them, or even for necessarily capital purposes. That was not the important part of this. I think it was pretty clear and evident from the start, but our team didn't want to go out there and just claim it and say it until we felt like Retrograde was in the right pole position to do so. But there is a very clear and deliberate reason why each of those partners are on that banner. And whether they're heavily supporting the PEG, whether they plan on really partaking and bribing heavily in the Astro Wars through Retrograde, or whether they've already deposited a ton of Astro and whatever Astro they have themselves, there's a very, very good reason why they're on there. So that should give people enough sort of alpha to look at. I think to bounce off of what Grover had mentioned earlier, maybe an example is the easiest way for people to understand it. Let's just say everyone on this call today, right now, creates Donku protocol. And the very first thing,
sir, don't leak the alpha here.
The very first thing we need to do when we create Donku protocol and build it is we need the Donku token to be on CoinGecko. And the very second thing we need to do is we need Donku UST liquidity so that people can buy and sell the Donku token as much as they wish. In order to do that, every protocol in pretty much the history of DeFi has typically done one thing, which is take their other Donku tokens, which by and large, unless our protocol comes off to like a $5 billion FTV in the right off the bat, it's not going to, it won't be worth much for most new protocols. But every protocol in the beginning always starts with this, which is, hey, have more of our token, and that's how we're going to convince you to provide liquidity for Donko UST. We'll just give them more of our token. The problem with that is it's very inefficient. You're giving out your token, which isn't valued very much because you just started and people don't even realize the value prop, and you just haven't had enough time to really prove it out. But you're giving away all of it to incentivize people to give liquidity. The far more efficient and superior way to do that is by taking our Donku tokens and instead of just dumping them to LP providers who will inevitably sell those tokens, we instead bribe retro holders who hold the majority of Astro voting power at this point across every protocol. And we give them some Donku tokens in order for them to vote Astro token emissions to our Donku UST LP. What that means is if I'm an LP, or if I'm a voter, sorry, I will get if I'm an LP in Donkle UST, I will get Astro tokens instead of Donkle tokens. And what do you think is probably worth more in the beginning? It's probably Astro tokens. So that's
maybe I was super bullish listening to you. Now I'm becoming bearish, sir.
Donkey tokens. I'm a bull. I can't speculate on price.
Get them cheap.
Yeah, scoop them. Right, anyway.
go ahead.
Yeah, and this is a conversation we've had with a lot of the partners you see on our banner, Twitter banner. And this will be maybe the first sort of major alpha leak in this call. One of the most storied DeFi protocols in flat out DeFi, not just Terra, but straight DeFi, has verbatim said that they plan on scooping up as much retro as they can because they already spend a ton on incentivizing Astro LPers. And they quickly realized that scooping up retro and then heavily, heavily bribing retro holders is the far more efficient move.
Yeah. So the bottom line is it becomes more cost effective and you also don't need to pay up whatever your project token is to the LPs. And you get more than $1 of Astro emissions per dollar you put into bribes. That's the ultimate goal. You get that cost effectiveness and you also don't end up paying out your bribe or your renting the liquidity with your Danku token.
Let me ask you one question here, guys, in terms of, or I have two questions, but the second one for a little bit more alpha here in a second is like, do you have the fear or do you see the possibility that somebody creates a convex for retro and tries to also now scoop up as much as possible, quote unquote, redacted on Terra? Is this a possibility?
Yeah, there's two quick thoughts on that. The first is a convex can technically only exist when a V token exists. So if that happens, then yes, there is absolutely a chance to convex retrograde. The second is if it's just accumulating retrograde, what I can say is several protocols are already doing so or planning to do so. They're legitimately just in the midst of doing this. So White Whale has clearly announced this. Other protocols have already sort of gotten a large chunk of retro and they plan on only growing that. So if it comes to accumulation, then yes, plenty.
What's going to be quite confusing is Apollo are going to accumulate, well, you know, they're in the strategic round for retrograde and there's going to be a VE Apollo token. So it's going to get very, very confusing very quickly for some users, I think. Even me, I'm going to have a few layers of VE tokens here to think about.
Yeah, I mean, the whole piece, let's be honest, for somebody who is not deeply invested into this, it's getting every day more confusing. And I think people have been already saying that DeFi is confusing. And this now is taking another level of difficulty, almost political topics that are also involved into this. Let me ask you this, right? So how do you guys see this? Is this overcomplicating this or what should a retail user now do with all of this, right? Is there a clear path forward for somebody who says, I would like to invest, but I cannot follow this every day and maybe also change my decisions on what should I get? Should I get now Astro? Should I get now Retro? Should I get VE Apollo because they have a part of Retro? Is there some simplicity to all of this?
Yeah, I can put it very simply. For a person who is thinking about or curious about the Astro Wars, the main question is how do I benefit and how do I make the most money? And here's the answer. There's two ways to really take advantage of this. The first is if you already have Astro tokens, you should deposit it into the winning protocol. And if retrograde does not happen to be the winning protocol, I cannot convince you to do that. The second is if you do not have Astro tokens and you instead are thinking about, okay, how do I get the highest yield and how do I position myself the best? The answer will eventually be buy the retro token. Because the dynamic that is happening here is previously all of the Astro emissions value went to LPers. So people who had a ton of money and were able to buy both tokens and deposit them into a liquidity pool, they ate the majority of that value. What Retrograde enables is instead for that value to flow to Retro token holders, because Retro token holders have the ability to vote and dictate Astro emissions. So in order for protocols to get you to vote on their pool, they will give you a ton of value from their tokens. And don't take this from us, or Retrograde or Astroport. You can just look at what happened with Convex. A lot of Convex holders have derived more value from bribes on their Convex than even the upside and value appreciation of the CVX token. Hopefully that puts it very clearly.
I mean, first of all, did somebody say no financial advice? There you go.
I was thinking that, yes. No financial advice to anybody.
Even for me, who tries to, of course, be as, let's say, objective as possible. I mean, I'm a fan of all of this, as I think it just is a great opportunity for the retailers as well. But you said something which is very important, and it's very difficult. Grover, we talked about this when I was doing my retro video and trying to understand better the Convex model, is people have the possibility to create yield, also in terms of bribe primarily, besides the price movement of the retro token, right? And besides the price movement of the Astro token itself. And that's something which has an extremely interesting economic incentive, right, to make this even happen. Yeah. And it's also, is there a possibility for people to see how much yield there was created based on Convex that was locked and then bribed? Can you guide somebody to look this up if they want to get an insight?
So, I mean, there's a really good analytics site, which is called Llama Air Force, which a very DeFi name. Llama Air Force.
Sir, this is a rug pull, right? This is, do I need to connect my wallet also there?
No wallet connections, please, anybody. Llama Air Force. And you can see on there, it's analytics on top of Votium. And Votium is the vote bribing marketplace, or the main bribing marketplace for Convex. Vote lockers. So you can see all the rounds of bribing that's taken place, who are the key sort of stakeholders or the key people who are interested in bribing, so mainly Frax and TFL at the moment. And you can see every sort of 2 weeks they have the gauge vote, and then there's the round of bribes, and you can all the detailed stats, like, you know, dollars per vote lock Convex, which would be analogous to dollars per vote lock Retro. So, I mean, you know, it's a different kind of DEX curve, but you can start to see, okay, well, this is how it's going to derive some value. This is the utility of the Retro token. And yes, of course, none of anything we're saying is an incitement to buy any particular token or security. Thank you very much.
And that from a guy who is not even in the US, that he says security, which is indeed so interesting. No, but I mean, in the end, that's what I see myself also facing as a retailer, right? What should I do? Does it even make sense for me as a shrimp to get invested into Retro? And does it then make sense again to lock my Retro up to be able to get bribes? Which maybe it can be, but everybody should also try to get a better insight by going onto the Llama Air Force. Maybe I need to cover them to also get some insights of where this is coming. Talking about bribing, when will this be happening, or who will help even to make this happen, right? Do we need to wait for another protocol? We don't have Votium yet on the Terra blockchain, right? Are you in contact with somebody who helps to build this, or what are the next steps here?
Yeah, so Redacted Cartel are very much planning, and have expressed that in various spaces and various tweets and to ourselves, that they're going to come and expand their Hidden Hand marketplace to Terra. So you can look at that now. It's live today on Ethereum, on mainnet, and you can go and see the rounds of bribing that are happening today. The most recent one is Tokamak, their Core 3 event, which is not the biggest round of bribes ever, I think. But it's sort of gives you an idea of how that would look. So you can go on there, and you can, you know, anyone can come, and like a DAO protocol, or even a person, if they want to, can put a bribe up against each individual option, and then people can just go and say, yep, I'll have that, a slice of that, thank you. And then they go through and they vote on the thing that they're being lobbied or bribed to vote on. So they haven't said publicly when, but it's coming to Terra. And of course, you know, anyone who wants to build, this is, you know, completely open, permissionless. Anybody can build a bribing / lobbying platform, and we'd encourage them to do it because it's going to, you know, bring in healthy competition. So if anybody is interested in doing that, then just get in touch with the team, and you know, we can lend a hand as needed.
That's interesting. So talking about bribing and helping out with all of this, do you guys have more insights when VX Astro is even coming? Because that's one of the most fascinating topics. And I think, Tetris, you have talked about this several times in different spaces. This is changing right now, the convex or curve wars, in terms of back then. Basically, they were accumulating after all of this was happening. Now you guys are trying to accumulate before VX Astro is even out there. Is there any insight on when people can expect VX Astro?
Well, I think we have as good information as anybody else on this subject. I think the answer is soon, TM, on this point. We've obviously got our phase one and phase two rewards unlocking 2 months from the end of phase one, 3 months from the end of phase two. So that gives you an idea of when we're extremely confident that it will be live by. And then, of course, you know, perhaps people deliver things a little sooner, but let's wait and see.
There's a specific reason why there is a 3 month lock on phase two. It is not something that our team just randomly decided on. It is very specifically chosen because that is the most likely timing from our conversations on VX Astro.
Yeah, I have this GIF right now, right, where the guy's taking notes, right? It's the owner of the Dallas Mavericks, right? It's, okay, I see. I see where I need to basically trying to have an eye in terms of timeline. So it will be a VX summer, I guess, in the end, is what you guys are trying to tell here. Talking about a VX summer, and that's something that I've seen on chain. Do you guys want to talk about Frax on Terra?
Yeah, that's a partnership that, I mean, we're very honored to make. And I think I have mentioned before that the very first Frax to ever get bridged to Terra was via an introduction that our team made for Frax with the Wormhole team to make sure and get it done. So there will be there are plenty of sort of plans brewing, but with respect to the Frax team, that is something that we sort of wait to share.
Where does this all go, right? Do you think that we will see a four pool in the future on Terra? Will Terra become the stablecoin chain, which it probably is because of native UST, and maybe long-term even overtake stuff like Curve? Is this a reality that you guys think you could see? And then also be probably the ones responsible most for where liquidity is going long-term in terms of DeFi? Or is this too far-fetched?
Go ahead.
Yeah, it's a really interesting question because, you know, Terra started out as this very it's a very outward looking chain. It's trying to make decentralized money useful for normal folks. But by sort of a byproduct of that, we have extremely deep liquidity on chain. And so, you know, other algorithmic stablecoins will be looking at that and thinking, well, you know, this is going to be a really nice way for us to either hold peg or, you know, get decent liquidity. And it makes perfect sense for someone like Frax. Not only, you know, four pool obviously on Ethereum on mainnet, but, you know, let's have a really solid, balanced pool on Astroport between Frax and UST as well. And, you know, stable coins will have to bridge across. There's always a little bit of bridge risk coming across from mainnet to Terra, but you know, we'll just have to see how it plays out, really. But there are definitely players who would be interested in having deep liquidity on Terra. I think that's for sure. And as we sort of scale, as the chain scales and matures, and I guess, you know, if you're a bull on Terra, you're kind of thinking, well, look, this is the Forex market is the total addressable, even bigger than that, you know, all circulating money is the total addressable market. So at that point, there's room for lots of people to play. So again, we'll have to see.
I'm thinking right now, did the Vertex guy already reach out to you? Or no, will they be on Astroport? I don't even know. Did they disclose this already? That would be interesting.
Well, you know, I haven't spoken to them personally, but there's definitely an obvious, there's something there for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. For the entire history of Terra, pretty much to date, the sole goal in existence of TFL was pretty much to get UST and Luna and export it to other ecosystems. And they've done that to an exceptional extent. So they've moved Anchor over to AVAX. They're now heavily around Solana. They're now very heavily on Osmosis and several other chains. And now people are starting to see the first sort of reversal, where unbelievable teams on Ethereum are starting to spend meaningful time coming to Terra and into Terra. And each of those sort of Ethereum teams have pretty much come into Terra through Retrograde. So that is something that we've spent a lot of time really selling and helping other protocols really understand the value of spending more time in our ecosystem. And I think if you zoom out over the span of 5 years, there's absolutely no reason why the Terra DeFi ecosystem does not become just as big and not bigger than Ethereum's. There is an inherent advantage of the Terra ecosystem in that UST and a stablecoin is built very much into the core of the chain. So that, you know, the easiest and biggest improvement you can imagine already is being able to spend gas in UST. That by itself is just a magical UX improvement over Ethereum and pretty much every other chain. So I think when it comes to, you know, as long as you zoom out far enough, that's not a crazy assumption to make at all.
Hold me back in buying more Luna, sir. Hold me back, please. But I mean, it's fascinating. I've never seen it like this, and it truly opened my eyes again in terms of what you said. It's like from being an ecosystem who was maybe laughed about, right, and kind of this doesn't work, to an ecosystem where people come in from other blockchains to say, let's build together and let's even push this forward because there's liquidity to basically be used. That's, I think, a very beautiful way to say it from your perspective of what should somebody truly make bullish. It's not the price short-term discussion. It's more like the value which is created and the interest of other people with even liquidity on their side to come over to Terra. Interesting. I'll try to also look more into this, even if we can maybe turn it to numbers, right? Expressing how much liquidity would like to come over or is coming over. Let me ask you one more question. And I don't know if you guys would also like to open here a bit the space, because it's crazy that we have been talking now for an hour. How much is the Cosmos ecosystem and IBC relevant for this whole development that you have been also describing now in terms of developers coming over and the lock model? Because I know that, for example, Osmosis itself has an extremely great builder, which is Sunny, who is, for example, not a big fan of the VE model. Do you think that Cosmos would go in a slightly different direction, or is this a model that we maybe see there and then UST can drive and Retro can also drive over there?
Yeah, so the Cosmos is a bit more of a complex topic to speak on, because Cosmos is in reality actually like 15 to 20 sort of sovereign separate chains. We can't speak on behalf of Cosmos since it's so many different separate chains. But if we were to think about just V tokens and their applicability across other protocols and other chains, it's very high. There are plenty more opportunities. And for what it's worth, not every protocol can do the V token model. The V token model, as a rehash to earlier in this conversation, is a model that is very, very favorable to the protocol, but not as favorable to the protocol participants. And the only protocols that can actually do the VE model successfully need to have both of those incentives very much eventually part of the system, both the yield piece as well as, and more importantly, the governance piece. Without the governance piece, the V token model completely falls apart. So they need governance to really, really matter. And that was for us kind of the big conversation about even Anchor sort of in February when we first pushed the proposal, was we felt that the governance for Anchor mattered a lot. And it was the lifeblood of liquid staking providers, which that's a whole nother conversation. So I guess the short answer is there are many ways you can apply the V token model across other protocols and chains. And the sort of Retrograde vision is to really help foster and build the entire governance layer for Terra. So there are a lot of sort of partnerships and opportunities that have still yet to be done. And rest assured, our team is really spending the time there.
I can see that. And while we're maybe waiting for a few people to request the mic to ask you questions as they have, I would have one more question that I was basically also when I was checking Grover, your tweet in terms of the flywheel, what I think is interesting is the left down corner, right? It says retro token emissions are controlled to ensure ratio of VX Astro to retro increase over time. Any insights from you guys how you want to tackle this topic? Because that's crucial, right? To have the right amount of retro out there for the right amount of Astro.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's one of the big brain learnings that, you know, Convex made. It's really just what you're seeing actually on Convex now is it's starting to really kick in, because that tapering emissions, because they just sort of set a cap on a maximum allowable amount of tokens to be minted, and then they only emit that maximum amount. And by controlling it in that way, essentially to make sure the ratio of governance tokens that are circulating versus the amount of VE curve, or in this case VEX Astro in the treasury, that ratio is always going up. It sort of tails off, and Convex is just starting to see this now, where the ratio is going to go pretty nuts, 6 to 1, you know, something like this, and it just gets higher and higher. So it's definitely a really big brain move to make, and it sort of just drives home this whole the value prop for retro in the long term. So yeah, it's something that we're including as part of Retrograde from day one.
Good. And before we sort of open up to questions, the one last very common question that Retrograde gets a lot is questions about PEG. And I think the simple way to think about PEG is the PEG will hold strongest for the protocol that has the most Astro and thus drives the most value to the derivative token. Not just because you have a ton of liquidity. That is helpful for maintaining a PEG, and that is absolutely something our team very much prioritizes, hence partners like Jump, and nobody has deeper bags than Jump, except maybe perhaps TFL. Who are also big supporters and partners. So needless to say, the liquidity piece will absolutely be taken care of. But at the end of the day, the PEG will hold strongest for the protocol with the overwhelmingly most Astro.
Yeah, I think the PEG is also where, for now, Apollo says that they have a certain way how to tackle this. I think you guys are saying that there is a certain way how you tackle this. And in the end, that's something that probably also the test of time, but it needs to show most of where this is going, because I have checked the Convex CVX curve ratio, and I think they have been struggling partly, but they are back up. And this is something that you, of course, can take benefit of, all the learnings, as you said, that also Convex took over the last, how long are they now live? More or less a year, I think, right? When I went deeper into DeFi around this time, maybe 1 or 2 months earlier, that's also where Convex started, and you can take all those benefits out of this. Anything else that you guys is crucial that we haven't really talked about? Because, yeah, it's always cool to just keep on jamming about those topics, right? I was not prepared to have so much alpha from you guys, but now we're here an hour and we can probably go on for another hour. Go ahead, Tetris.
Yeah, exactly what you said on the PEG piece. Like every DPEG for CVX CRV and VCRV, which is that version on Convex, turned out to be one of the easiest ARB opportunities for every large player, every large hedge fund. There is no doubt that as long as the protocol has the most Astro, that the same dynamic will happen here.
Yeah, I mean, that's a question of a lot of people that I have been asked. I'm very careful in not disclosing on a too big round of what I'm doing personally, because I don't, of course, want people to get this financial advice piece. But I think I'm more than happy to disclose that I'm not allocating all my Astro to one of the different Astro Wars participants, because I also hope to get some cheaper derivatives of Astro by holding some X Astro back and maybe keeping it up. But of course, you guys probably say, Rex Astro will never depack. So let's see if I'm able to scoop up something cheap, yes or no, be it Rex Astro or one of the competitors. How confident are you guys? So will we see like a small depack? Are you super confident that there will be zero depack? Don't you want to talk about it? Do you want to address it? I mean, here's your chance.
Yeah, like we had mentioned earlier, we have the opportunity and the luxury to learn from all of the mistakes, the good and the bad, that Convex did. And what I mean is literally get feedback from the founders of Convex, plus Redacted, plus Frax, who are part of that dynamic since day one, and several others. And the PEG is of utmost priority to our team. So having some of the right supporters around the table is one of many, many ways that our team will prioritize PEG.
There you go. Great stuff. I mean, it's so what have we all talked about today? First of all, you're almost at 14 million X Astro. I'm right now checking the numbers here, which I think probably is a huge success, but there are more than 3 days to go. Let me ask you quickly, do you have any internal goal that you think? Like, well, is it like you are happy with 13? You are happy only if it's 20 million? You are aiming for 40 million X Astro? Is there any number that you have internally discussed that would be interesting to get?
Yeah, the way our team sees it, the phase two of launch is just the beginning. It's the first step towards the eventual accumulation of over 50% of Astro in circulation. So whatever happens, we're grateful for. And we're already unbelievably grateful for the sort of support that Retrograde has gotten so far. But it is very much the first step.
I was expecting a number. It's okay, sir. It's okay. I'm not angry. I'm just disappointed. It's fine.
All of it, Danku. All of it.
Yeah. All. I mean, right now, let me check how much liquid supply we have of X Astro, because that's something that people should never forget, right? It's all about also how much is out there. Yes, we know long term there's 1 billion Astro in general, but 1 billion Astro doesn't mean that 1 billion X Astro, because of course of the accumulation of fees over time. And if I go right now on app.astroport.fee/governance, I'll see that right now there are 101 million Astro staked, which is as a ratio of 1.07 for X Astro. I mean, people can do the math. That means that 78% of the protocol is right now in X Astro. I think we are around about 130 something million Astro is out there, and you are holding 30 million, which is exactly 10% already of the liquid supply out there. And something that, of course, is not relevant is once you lock it up, when BX Astro is there, you get a multiplier in there, right? Which also increases your governance power if other people are not locking up. And we should not forget there is also Astro locked in LPs, right? Astro, which is also traded out there because people are trading. So not everything can be locked up. Yeah. And this is a huge piece out of that, which is super interesting. Go ahead, Grover.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we've got projections for circulating supply of Astro and what percentage of that could end up as VX Astro. I mean, really, you can look at the June analytics page for Convex, and you can see roughly how that trend has gone. And will it be more aggressive? Will we see a higher proportion of VX Astro? Will we see less? There's some error bars there, but it's, I think at the end of year one is 31% of circulating or Astro will be circulating. And then it sort of tapers off, and it's quite a long game up to 69 years of emissions. So, it's a long game. It's a long way to the, I think 69 years, I'm probably going to be retired or not looking so great anymore. We've got some decent projections here of how that looks, and the maths basically works out as the more VX Astro there is in existence, obviously your proportion of that total VX Astro is super super important, as is the total liquidity of the pool. When you're looking at the boosts, the total liquidity in the pool that you're trying to get boosted, along with the amount of liquidity you've added. So it's the way it works. Adding more liquidity requires more VX Astro to get max boost. And obviously, if your share of the total VX Astro is dropping, it becomes equally harder to achieve the max boost as well. So, but that's very boring maths. Shall we get some questions?
I mean, this is all in the end a math game. So it's cool to also listen to you guys and reflect on everything which is happening out there. So right now, I see nobody requesting the mic, but if you want to ask the team a few questions, just click on the mic on the left down corner of your Twitter app, and then you can come up here. I think we're just waiting for a few more minutes if there are questions out there. And if not, I'll need to push forward the team here to basically share their projection of how much Astro they're trying to get here. Or Grover, you can also, I mean, you made fun about this in the beginning, the difference between APR and APY, and there has been some back and forth between you and Orion. I think I don't want to go now there into the details of what is now right or wrong, but maybe you can truly give an insight of the difference there, because that's something that maybe is not always, people are not always aware of, and maybe you want to share why you took certain decisions in showing something in a certain way.
Sure. Okay, so yeah, so APY inherently includes a compounding element to it, and it's also an annualized rate. it's going to be the difference between APY and APR is there's no compounding included in APR rates, but they are annualized. So the rate that you see on the site today is the APR rate based on like 3 months worth of rewards annualized. So that's how we're representing it. At the start, we represented it in a similar way to Orion and some of those guys who are showing a compounding APY. But I think everybody who's interested in that stuff probably saw it, and that's the conversation.
Let me ask you another question now that it popped in my head. Can you give people some insights again? When will they get Rex Astro? When will they get the 10% of the LPs in Rex Astro, X Astro? And when can people expect the retro token on the market with liquidity?
Yeah, so 2 months from the end of phase one is when all the phase one retro will unlock. So everybody who participated by adding UST will see those retro tokens back in just under 2 months' time. And then the rewards from phase two will come 3 months from the end of phase two. So that's August the 11th. You'll get for every 10 X Astro you put in, for example, you would get 9 Rex Astro plus the remainder in LP tokens plus your pro rata share of 10% of the total retro supply. So it's, you know, we've obviously weighted this to really say we want to incentivize people to deposit X Astro into this phase two. So that's how it looks in terms of when people get their rewards.
Got it. Good stuff. Cool. Yeah. So right now I'm still seeing no questions. I don't know if Tetris has been too serious here and people are afraid of asking questions. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know if that's the case, but we have Joshua David coming up here. Let me add him as a speaker and then we see what he is maybe addressing to you guys. As said today, just as a reminder, Reactor also changed now or pivoted away from the Astro Wars. So right now we have now still 3 contenders, with Orion, with Apollo DAO, and now, of course, with Retrograde here, which is leading in terms of X Astro accumulated. Joshua, go ahead.
Yeah, just pretty simple, quick question. When will we see the Retro X Astro and REX Astro tokens in our wallet?
Yeah, so if you participate in phase two, you'll get those tokens are unlocked or sent out in 3 months from the end of phase two. If everybody who's participating, I'd definitely suggest just make sure you go and read the Medium article, understand everything in there, And you know, all these sort of dates and things are all included there. So yeah, hope that answers your question.
So we won't actually see them at all until after the end of that locking period.
Yeah, that's correct.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Thank you. There's so much information out there. I haven't seen that yet. So
100%. Yeah, there's like four. How many lock drops are going on this week? Three at the moment. So four. So plenty to absorb.
All right. Thanks again.
No worries. Thanks for your question.
Cool. Great question, Joshua, and thank you. And yeah, I mean, I can ask that, reflect always with what I see in the German Telegram group. And that was also a question which appeared yesterday several times. It's like, when token? When Rex Astral? And I think now this gives some clarity to people. And as you said, that you can go to the Medium article. Do you guys, how active is your, do you have a Discord? I'm not in your Discord, I think, right?
Oh, yeah.
I think,
you know, that's where the alpha gets dropped first, Danku. So I recommend joining it. We do have a Discord. If you head to our Twitter page, it should be linked up there in the description. And yeah, definitely come over and ask questions.
There you go. We have two more speakers up here. The legend, Joseph. Joseph, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm curious. So what would, this is regarding to the PEG issue, what would kind of be the incentive for someone to ARB their X Axro to Rex Axro? Because I guess what would kind of be the reason to kind of get cheaper Rex Astro if like Retro is the main play, right?
Yeah. So the main reason is, so say you're holding Astro, you want to keep price exposure in the long run, and you also, but you also don't necessarily care too much about the governance side of things. You want to just get the best possible yield, because the yield that's paid out to Rex Astro stakers is everything you get if you had VX Astro in terms of fees from Astroport, plus you get 10% of the boosted LP farm paid in Astro, plus you get retro token emissions as well. So the yield looks much, much tastier for that person than if they held just, say, X Astro in their wallet. And so this comes back to the sort of the piece that the Convex protocol with the largest treasury of VX Astro will be able to sustain max boost on the largest possible LP farm, which means the revenue is higher. So 5% of that, or 10% of that going to the Rex Astro stakers is, you know, obviously, it's going to be the tastiest, basically.
Nice. Yeah, got it.
If the protocol has the largest amount of Astro in their treasury, Rex Astro will be just a superior version of Astro.
Got it.
Financial advice.
And then, yeah. And then I guess last question, I'm assuming you guys will probably incentivize the X Astro and Rex Astro pool in the beginning, or is that announced yet on an article?
Yeah, no, we will. When the phase two rewards are distributed, then that pool will be made quite attractive. I mean, it comes back to this piece, you know, making sure we've got deep liquidity, and that forms part of that strategy.
Cool. Thank you.
Thanks for your question.
Nice. Thank you, sir. When Avatar Protocol? That's the question we need to ask here.
No, this is retrograde AMA.
I tried my best to get the alpha out there. Thank you, Joseph. Another great community member who has been covering a lot of the Astro Wars, OX Chaos. Go ahead.
Hey. Yeah, not really a question, just more like, you know, sharing a little bit of perspective from someone who's kind of been in Curve since like day one and Convex since day one. And, you know, I used to be an ETH Nazi, and I kind of got converted to, you know, Terra and, you know, becoming like a lunatic like early last year. And I think one of the things that's really impressive is, you know, just fundamentally how Retrograde has approached their go-to-market, right? You know, the comments that, you know, Tetris made in terms of understanding that it's not just about the tokenomics, because that's only like, you know, 10% tip of the iceberg. What Retrograde has essentially done is kind of evangelized the Terra ecosystem to other you know, L1 participants, bringing like Frax and Butterfly and, you know, some of the other protocols over and bridging them over to Terra is not a small feat. How they structured their, you know, almost like lock drop and when they drop, you know, retro, how they can maintain, you know, at least solid price exposure and continue to build the ex-Astro treasury. You know, all that was very meticulously planned. And, you know, throughout the process of them setting up the go-to-market, I've had a couple of conversations with Tetris and, you know, he's taken the input and the learnings and, you know, adapted it for what makes sense for, you know, Terra, essentially. So from that standpoint, even, you know, maybe I'm not like an outsider looking in because I've obviously been involved with the process, but it has been quite impressive in terms of like how they've approached it. It's very thoughtful and methodical. And from my standpoint, like, you know, obviously not financial advice, but, you know, it is a winner takes most in terms of how the convex model is. Grover had a really good post on the dynamics of that. And once that flywheel is set, it just goes, like the market dynamics kind of take over. So just something to consider. Another one is I keep hearing, you know, that I think retro answers the question of like who bribed, right? The next question is how much bribe, right? And I think a good explanation is the upside is limited only by how dominant Astro and Terra becomes, because ultimately every 2 weeks the ceiling of bribes is the value of Astro plus retro emissions. And if Astro continues to accumulate value in the way they do, and they essentially have like a pseudo monopoly, right? The interesting thing that's different between Curve and Astroport is that Curve is dominant in stable swaps, but not dominant in volume, right? So the fee share, Uniswap actually dominates on ETH. On Astro, it's actually from the get-go dominates in fee share as well as liquidity. What that means is, you know, VX Astro will make money for you while you're sitting there, right? And if you're really a terrible or a bullish on Terra, Astro is a really, really like no-brainer investment from a long-term standpoint. I'm personally interested to see how it evolves as well. I think the team has done really smart moves. You know, that definitely gives me a confidence level in terms of like, you know, who I've decided to participate with. I'm more of like a leveraged Astro maxi. And based on that dynamic, you know, to me, like retro definitely is in pole position from that standpoint. But, you know, just more candid thoughts, you know, from someone who's been in it from day one on like the Curve War side and, you know, just monitoring and observing how the landscape is kind of being like terraformed on the Terra ecosystem. So that's it.
Well, yeah, I promised that wasn't a like a paid sort of endorsement. Thank you.
No, but it's cool. Thank you, OX, for also reflecting on somebody who, as you said, first of all, was coming from a completely different perspective, focused on Ethereum, seeing it played out there, following and now coming over and then seeing where the strong points are. And we believe that it's not a paid statement here. Yeah, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I'm an independent, not affiliated with any protocol.
No,
just a casual observer. Of course. Just had to put it out there.
No, it's cool. And thank you for your great contributions also on Twitter and also writing up then all your thoughts on Twitter. So it's a great follow. So if you are not right following OX Chaos yet, I would recommend you to do that because it truly makes sense and you get a lot of insights. Let's move on to Wolf, who is raising his hand. Are you there, sir? You need to unmute yourself. Maybe he's having some issues. Do you guys still hear me? Yeah, right. It's just him and I'm getting rocked right now by Twitter Spaces.
Yeah, maybe before Wolf speaks up. Yeah, our team has had the chance to chat with Chaos several times, and he's really helped the team think through this is what happened. These are the intricacies and the nuances that happen with Convex and Curve. Here are some of the mistakes they made. Here are some of the good things that they did, and what we can really learn from it. So He's been an incredible part of the process.
Yeah, and always making great content. And I think one of the best reference points, if you want to understand convex or analogous, if you want to understand retrograde as a business model, then there's a great video with OX Chaos and Taiki Maeda on his YouTube channel. So definitely give that a watch. Really good.
Yeah, that is actually, that video is what we share internally with any new members of the team or new moderators, because of all the convex stuff that has been written about or content that has been putting out, that has been put out, there's a lot of noise. And these, one of the single best sort of framings of the entire convex dynamic can actually all be jam-packed into a single Taiki Maeda and OX Chaos collab video.
It looks like Wolf is not here.
he's not here. He got either rugged or rugged us. Both direction is possible. I don't have right now the link to the YouTube video handy. If somebody has it, feel free to ping it up here, please, so that people can also watch this. If not, go over to the Go Taiki Maeda on his YouTube channel and check that one out. Shout out to Taiki also, who is doing a little bit less of videos right now. I think he's focusing on his own great community. But yeah, that one is for sure one of the best he has done by far, or has on his channel, I believe. Then I don't know, guys, anything else that you think that we should talk about, or should we slowly bring this to an end?
I think we should be good.
Yeah. I think it's just saying thanks for everyone for coming along. And we've still got a few days left on this block drop. So if you're interested and you think this all sounds like a good idea, then by all means, participate. And yeah, just strange timing with Reactor going offline a couple of hours ago. So, you know, I wish the team the best as well. You know, the builder's trying to build at the end of the day. So, feel free to come down to our Discord as well. If you've got any more questions, if you want to ask anything, feel free to dive in. And there's always someone there, either from the team or our mods, who are doing a really good job, can pick up your questions there too.
Yeah, we've talked to our team has talked to the Reactor team as well. And that's something that we want to make clear, is even though there's a sort of wars dynamic spun on Twitter, that at the end of the day, it's just some builders on Terra, like really getting to know each other. And I think there's a lot of noise and just content floating around on Twitter on the Astro Wars, and it can get really overwhelming. So if anyone has questions or wants to go a level deeper, our team is always active in the Discord. So hop in.
Nice. There you go. So let's have a look where also the amount of X Astro is going. Last chance for both of you to say, well, you will not answer. Let me ask OX Chaos at least here. How much X Astro do you think will retrograde accumulate here?
They've already exceeded my target in terms of what I was expecting. So anything above like 12 million was gravy in my mind.
There you go. And I see an emoji here from Grover. So maybe that's an indication that right now it's running good. Let's see where all of this is going. Exciting times in the Terra ecosystem. With that, I would say thank you for inviting me here to do the moderation with you guys. I'm looking forward to what's happening to retrograde. And everybody, have a good day.
Have a great day.
Cheers, guys. Thanks very much.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the Astro Wars Update AMA featuring Donku, hosted by Retrograde, recorded on Friday, May 6th, 2022. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening.
Put your hands up like you got a couple questions. Ain't no misdirection, just a bunch of flexing. All aggressive, insane from all directions. Smoke blows in when I start a session. Clink canvas, blaze up the handlers. Rocking back and forth like I got the van stuck. Don't grind the clutch, mind you hush. Put your mask on and don't touch the antlers. Feeling untouchable when I'm on the verse. But in the universe, I'm just writing some words. Enticing these nerds while I'm laying out my memoirs. Like, remember when I had to fight the centaur? I'm a book nerd, let me take you on the journey. Lost in the labyrinth, searching out the lost fern. For certain, got the taxes included. Acting like a writer, never felt secluded.
to get into the shit and line them up. Just another fixed game of try my luck. Go lighten up, dog, it could always be worse. Unless you're in the back of a hearse, then you're dead, or putting in new speakers. It's a toss-up, driver, or just tweakers. Don't stress, yo, I've done the research. Living life like a bunch of fucking lemurs. It's a remake, off the cutting floor we take. A little bit of poison and put it in the cheesecake. Tastes great, less filling, less stress, more killing. As he blew the cornerstone out the building, and the blocks came tumbling down all humble. Feels like we're drowning in a little puddle. Rebuttal, I should be taking off in the shuttle. Getting high in space with the Hubble.